Welcome to the Wrestling Odyssey. I am Chris Benoit's weight machine.
And I am the second man in the world.
And we're Taylor. Just hanging out right here on Death Drop Radio's brand new show, Wrestling Odyssey. And today we're going to be talking about how the craziest and strangest ways to book storylines, segments, and professional wrestling that come from our very minds. The most creative minds that you'll ever hear on any podcast today.
But hold on, Crispin. We got to put a disclaimer out.
This is a disclaimer. If you are a mark, get off this podcast. Go watch something else. Go watch Jim Cornette. No, don't watch that because you don't want your life. But go listen to that WWE crap podcast that Corey Graves hosts.
No, go jump on the Jordan Miles bandwagon.
For the culture!
That's right. Change your profile picture to black and white and get off this program.
Because
but anyway,
Death Drop Radio, we hit you with the hard subjects, the real opinions of real wrestling fans, because we know what we're talking about. But in this one, we're not going to be so serious. So basically, the rules of this podcast is whatever we think in our minds, we're just going to we're just gonna stay off the cuff.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a few topics that are kind of in the news, some that aren't, but we're gonna go over them and how we book them in the strangest way possible.
Yes, we are. We're gonna give our own little thoughts. And so, what are we gonna be talking about today, Cooper?
The first thing we're gonna be talking about today on the Wrestling Odyssey is how we would book something that's going on Monday Night Raw. Lately is a Seth Rollins heel turn, but we're going to book it in the strangest and weirdest possible way. So, do you have your idea, Taylor? Off the cuff.
I'll let you go first.
See, this is how it's going to be on this. This is unscripted. We might
it
get
is unscripted. Oh, we're going to get into argument.
We might script arguments. So just play it.
Well,
if you want a scripted show, go watch. What is that WWE podcast called? I don't even know what it is.
But wait, I've got to say this. We're eventually going to argue because ever since our last podcast, AEW was formed. And I'm pro WWE. He's pro AEW. So we're bound to get an argument.
I like WWE sometimes. Just.
You're more pro AEW.
On Wednesdays, I'm an AEW guy.
Yeah.
Every other day of the week, I'm not.
So we're bound to get in arguments.
All right, so Seth Rollins' heel turn, that's the topic. So I'm going first.
Okay, go.
This is great. All right. So basically, if you haven't seen, we're going to go off of the happenings of what happened on last Monday Night Raw. We're going to transition it into what we think would be strange and weird. The way
Dude,
we book it
you just spoiled Monday Night Raw for me.
Shut up, you mark. All right. So on Monday Night Raw, we see Seth Rollins talk about how horrible the Raw team on Survivor Series, and he just talks crap about everybody. Everybody leaves him. I guess he's no longer locker room leader. He kind of turns heel, kind of not. Then we have a Seth Rollins Kevin Owens match.
Well, no, to that point, he's going to be more like a Baron Corbin character, I think, where he thinks he's a locker room leader, and he's like,
Taylor, we're not thinking logically. We're thinking stupid on this show.
I know. I'm just telling you, so that way you don't misinform everybody.
So then later in the night, we have Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and the match ends. Big ambush by AOP. All right. So, moving on. My weird thoughts. My weird booking for the next. Let's put in a 3-month timetable or something. Whatever. It could go to WrestleMania. There is no time limit. Let's just say that. All right. Seth Rollins comes out next week on Raw. It says that Becky Lynch has broken up with him.
Oh, gosh.
Because he laid it into Charlotte, which they are truly friends in real life, on live TV, and she took offense to it. So we're going to put some real storyline into this because they really are friends in real life. So we're going to break kayfabe just for this part, for this segment, because WWE does that. So Becky Lynch broke up with him, and Seth Rollins comes out with you know, looking all homeless. All right. So he's on edge, and he's really laying it in to the Raw roster now. Every match that he saw, that he sees or thinks about, all the matches that are upcoming in the show, he's going to say that they're horrible, and whoever booked this crap is horrible, and Vince can go do whatever. And so we're going to have Vince McMahon come out.
Oh, my gosh.
And Vince McMahon's going to tell Seth Rollins that if he doesn't straighten his act, he'll be fired. And Seth Rollins says, well, I'll just go to AEW then. Now, then Vince McMahon says, I'll find you for that. And he slaps Vince McMahon, throws him into the first row of the crowd, and just walks off.
So you're saying Vince McMahon probably will die?
Yeah. All right. So now we cut to a backstage segment where Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins are talking. And he goes, man, all stories aside, all characters aside, I'm sorry that Becky broke up with you and she took your home. But how did she even take your home? Because you're not married. Did you even get to back? And he slaps Kevin Owens and throws him into the wall. Now we see Hawkins and Ryder. And they say that they're going to be in a 6-man tag against the club later in the evening for some reason. And they need a tag team partner. And Seth Rollins says, you know what? You guys are my biggest fans, so I'll do it. So then we have this match card graphic that shows through the whole show. Seth Rollins, Kurt Hawkins, and Zack Ryder versus the club. So we get to the match. Seth Rollins comes out. He's wearing his regular gear, but there's just something off about him. Maybe he's getting a little limp to the ring. Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder by his side. And before the match starts, Seth Rollins just drops to his knees and cries. And they start playing the Days of Our Lives theme song. And Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins are kind of patting him on the back. And Seth Rollins starts getting up. And he looks at him all mad. And he throws him out of the ring into the front row. Like it says, so all you fans wonder why I've been throwing people in the front row? Because only true friends get, you know, the cheap seats.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I'll be able to afford because I'm homeless. And he drops the microphone. And now we have another backstage interview with Seth Rollins after the match, which never happened because he turned on his teammates. And they ask him, why would you do that? Why would you berate our friends in the front row? Why would you turn on your tag team partners? And Seth Rollins gets on the microphone and says, I've just realized that I am a transgender woman.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot stand any of this anymore. And he walks off. Now, 2 weeks later down the line, we're having a match and the club is... So AJ Styles just had a match against maybe Cedric Alexander, maybe Humberto Carrillo.
Humberto Carrillo?
The club starts beating up on AJ Styles' opponent. And we hear, burn it down! And they play Seth Rollins' music a little bit. Then all of a sudden, this woman walks down the aisle.
Uh-huh.
And the woman gets into the ring, and she gives AJ Styles a sling blade and a curb stomp. And she gets onto the microphone and says, this is my true self.
Oh,
I am the architect. I am Seth Rollins. And I'd like to introduce the best female competitor that you have ever seen. And it is me. And I will challenge for the Raw Women's title against my ex, Becky Lynch.
So we did all of this. Just so he could challenge Becky Lynch.
Yes, but there's also one twist in my story.
Okay.
Seth Rollins while he's on the microphone after he challenges Becky Lynch. He says, I have brought the best male competitor to take my place on the top of the mountain. Then all you hear is a sigh from the audience. As here comes David Benoit.
Oh my strolling gosh. Down
to his father's entrance music. And he grabs the microphone and it says, yeah, baby, I know we've only been together for 2 days, but I will make you proud. And he announces that they will be the first ever openly gay WWE couple.
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong. Billy and Chuck was fake.
Darren Young.
This is a real life story, Taylor.
I know Darren Young.
No, not two superstars together.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was dating a wrestler. But anyway, beside the point, go ahead.
All right, so 2 weeks later on Raw, Seth Rollina faces Becky Lynch.
Rollina?
Women's title. Seth Rollina comes up short. When he tries to hit the curb stomp, he breaks his leg in 5 places, storyline entry. And David Benoit comes out, and they have a little makeout session in the middle of the ring.
Oh, God.
David Benoit grabs the microphone. His back turns to Seth Rollina. Seth Rollins curb stomps David Benoit and says, I was never gay. And so now we have a 5-month storyline where Seth Rollins is trying to regain his place on the top of the mountain against David Benoit. And at WrestleMania, Seth Rollins goes one-on-one with Goldberg for the WWE Championship.
The end.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I know that was the best booking story ever. But let's just hope that the fans during this storyline don't actually realize that Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins haven't really broken up. And, you know.
I mean, they're probably going to spoil it anyway. But anyways, I will continue with my segment and how I would book it. Okay.
Oh, and if you're offended by my storyline.
Uh-huh.
Go ask your mother about how much transgender surgery is. Okay.
Well, I mean.
Go ahead. Remember, this is off the cuff, people.
Yeah. Well, I thought of that. Well, we're supposed to set, besides wrestling, we're supposed to set an audience. So, who are you trying to attract?
I don't know. Hopefully not transgenders. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We're already going to be embroiled in controversy. Anyway.
This is what the show does, all right? All right. No, no offense, transgenders. I love you, but I just don't support you. Okay. Christian boys, making some noise.
Anyway. Okay.
All the viewership we just had left.
Yeah. It probably just cost us all our... It might get us more viewership, but the wrong kind of viewership.
I said I love them. But I just don't support them, okay?
Well, you have to apologize now. Otherwise, they're going to get really mad.
All right, everyone. I sincerely apologize for your incompetence. And I sincerely apologize that you're not man enough to be a man. And I sincerely apologize that For the Culture is the most feminist movement that I've ever seen. And I sincerely apologize that you're an idiot. Okay, there you go. Let's go.
Okay. Let's get out of these waters. Anyway.
Caleb, that was creative. I thought of that all in my head. Straight off the cuff. I really did.
I know you did. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know. Anyway, okay, so how I would book this is a lot more realistic, but somewhat.
Taylor, no, more, no realisticism.
Well, you said it wasn't realistic when I pitched you the idea earlier. So I'm going to go with that idea. Okay?
How about fall asleep? Go ahead.
Okay, fall asleep. I'm talking to the people.
Anyway, to all my people.
This is for the culture.
No, God. All right, go.
Okay.
Go.
So on next week's Monday Night Raw, okay, they've been teasing this for a couple weeks that the club was going to split up with AJ Styles, okay? So let's say it finally happens. Then all of a sudden, they're going to team up with Kevin Owens, you face Seth Rollins, you're in AOP. And Seth Rollins is going to win the Divas Championship. I'm calling it, okay? Because he can't.
Kelly, you just stole my idea.
No. I was going to add something if you would just be quiet and listen. Because he feels like he sucks at everything else in the women's.
What?
He thinks the women's division sucks right now. So he's like,
what?
Ah. So he might as well go to the women's division and take over all their titles. So he becomes a triple champion there. Okay. And that's it.
That was it?
Yeah.
I think mine was better.
Yeah.
More thought out. Now, people, if you didn't know, actually, this is our first episode, and we just now got the idea to do this. So, we already went through the good theories. We already talked about them. So, yeah.
Yeah. You mother lovers.
You mother lovers. All right. Now,
this is
we're going to talk about.
What?
What?
This what is a saying? Totally real, not fake AJ Styles here.
Taylor, you're going to get copyrighted for that.
How am I copyrighted? That channel's not big enough to copyright me. No one is. Not even
they're going
to
get copyrighted now, for sure.
I'm going to put a WWE theme song as the anchor version of this.
Ain't nobody big enough to copyright me.
That's right. Vince McMahon can't copyright me. Cody Rhodes can't copyright me. Not even the Pope. Not even the
If you are listening to get the real Wrestling Odyssey experience, you got to listen to us on Anchor. So download that Anchor app.
There we go. I knew you were going to plug it. There we go. That's what we're supposed to do.
There's probably going to be another ad in here, too.
Yeah.
Isn't there a pre-recorded one?
Yeah.
That you recorded a long time ago? Yeah. So that'll be in there, too. So just fair warning, that's your second reminder to download the app.
And that's your second.
You get to see all the you get to see and hear all the WWE themed goodness and sound effects and our realistic voices when we react to these WWE themes, whatever. Just download it. Okay, cool.
Right. Oh, by the way, let's plug our social medias while we're at it.
It'll have a social media.
Oh my gosh. You can follow me on Twitter at 2855 Giants. And
you can follow me on Twitter at prepare to. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
It's prepare to rumble.
Prepare to rumble. Prepare _2_rumble.
Yeah, too many.
It's a creative.
Anyway. On my Instagram, it's Taylor Pergram. It's my name.
On my Instagram, I'm not gonna say it. It's private.
Yeah, his is private.
You could put in # on any social media # Chris Benoit's weight machine.
You
get it number.
You got to be a part of the cool kids club to join Cooper's social media.
Hashtag Chris Benoit's weight machine on Twitter, and if I go on there and see an actual post, I will cut you out. But I'm only giving you like a week to do it. So,
are they a part of the cool kids club?
No, I'm not. There's one thing I'm not as a feminist.
That's not what I was talking about. Don't spell the cool kids club with a C. Spell it with a. Never mind.
All right, boys. Next topic after our little rant there. I told you this was going to be unscripted, not unbiased, because that's not how we roll. We're boys from Texas, good Christian boys, making some noise.
From Amarillo.
Yeah. Taylor, they're going to come rape us now.
No, they aren't. They don't know our addresses.
And Taylor works at the local high school.
Shut up.
If you have a kid with special peace, he will accommodate them. So next topic. How this one will probably be more realistic because we haven't talked about it yet, kid.
Did you just call me kid?
No, I'll talk to the people.
Oh, okay.
Our demographics, 0 to 2 year olds. WWE Backstage, how are we going to improve this show since they have taken CM Punk and told everyone that he's going to be on there periodically instead of weekly?
Kevin, you're going first. Well, you see, I get John Morrison back and just put him on there every week. And if that didn't work, I would just have Scarlett Bordeaux. You see what I'm saying?
You know, a little strip tease down there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Along with CM Punk, that should get the ratings up a little bit. Or maybe you could get Mandy Rose. Okay. Or maybe you could get...
Here's the answer. Here we go.
Are you about to... Hey, wait, hold on.
If you bump me, I'm going to take your kids to specialty.
I was going to say, what if they got Poppy? Cooper, you know that Poppy would probably...
Stop my name. I am Crispin Claw's weight machine. Ding, ding.
Crispin, you know that it would be a lot better if they got Poppy to perform every week.
That would get stale.
I know it would.
Here's my scary mask.
We have to get that plug. We secretly want Poppy to date one of us.
Not Taylor, because he works with kids with specialty. All right. Back at it again.
Uh-huh.
The answer to that question about Backstage is to put CM Punk on their weekly. That is the logical answer.
Yeah, but eventually they're going to grow tired of CM Punk, aren't they?
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, eventually he's going to go to WWE. I mean, that's pretty evident by now.
No, eventually he's going to go to AEW. I'm just kidding.
That'd be stupid.
You know what we should do? Do you know how you get ratings? Is you have AEW invade Backstage. Not WWE, just Backstage.
What?
And capture Renee Young as a victim.
Well, you're going to have Jon Moxley be like, "What up, baby? You're coming with me."
That should be like, "Yeah, daddy."
Apparently, they're having a feud right now. Side note.
Who?
Renee Young and Dean Ambrose.
That's not his name.
Oh, yeah, Jon Moxley.
We just got copyrighted again because of you, Taylor.
Shoot.
All right. This is the worst podcast ever. All right.
Yeah, well, we're better when we do news, aren't we?
No, this is fun. What are you talking about? This is the realism people need in their life. You know that one dude that's just sitting there with no friends during cuffing season that wants to listen to friends talk about wrestling when he has none? This is for him. All right.
You know that dude that is waiting for No Nut November to end and is just scrolling through stuff to get him by and he sees us?
Taylor.
What?
That was disgusting.
What? It's almost over. It's got like what? 4 more days till it ends?
Hey, let's just change the subject over and over so we can make this podcast run longer, you know?
Well, it's already at 25 minutes.
Fine, you want to end it?
No, I don't want to end it. We still got two
That's
more.
What I thought.
We got two more topics to talk about.
All right, Taylor, since your last answer was too stupid.
Uh-huh.
The next topic we will talk about is how to book the CM Punky returning.
I mean, that's easy. That's easy.
In the most weirdest and strangest way.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Okay. Or you could give us the logical way.
Okay.
As long as it's short, and then talk about the weird way.
Okay. Easy.
Three, two, one, go.
Royal Rumble. Enter at number 30. Done.
That's too long from now.
No, it's not. It's literally like 2 months away.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Cooper's
February?
It's in January.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, that would be gay and too predictable.
What? No, it's not.
Now, here we go. Start. Go.
I'm telling you the truth. That's what's going to happen. What, do you want me to say AJ Lee's going to come out like number 29? They're just going to have a makeout sesh?
Is that the weird way?
Yeah.
Oh. Whoopsie daisy.
What'd you drop, son?
I dropped my pocket.
You're walking in a pocket?
The way that I'm going to book, the more entertaining way to book CM Punk's return is... Alrighty, so we have Dana Brooke on backstage.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why Dana
Brooke? And she's talking about how she is not a household name.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she's kind of giving the flirtations to CM Punk. Which, if anyone has been following Twitter for the past few days, you'll understand the storyline. All right. So she gives the flirtation, you know. And Punk's kind of giving in, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Closer and closer every week that CM Punk's on, Dana Brooke finds her way onto the show. And they're getting closer and closer to close friends, to all that, you know. And then on one of the episodes, there's AJ Lee. AJ Lee is on. And she basically just shuts down their whole little flirtation. You know, to a little, you know, scripted confrontation.
Oh,
and then, of course, he has to get in the middle of it to separate it. All right. So, moving on. People, you know, are seeing these tweets on Twitter between Dana Brooke and Dave Batista. And so, yeah, and this is what's going to happen.
I mean, he is single in real life.
Confirm that they are in a relationship. Okay.
Okay.
And David Batista is not going to like the former history of CM Punk and his lady friend, Dana Brooke. So, to take two fan favorites, well, three fan favorites, bring them back because the Batista-Triple H match was not very good. And I'm pretty sure if he watched it back, he would want that to be his retirement match.
I mean,
if they actually
I
did
thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm supposed to be representing the Marks. So.
Oh, hello, Marky.
I'm Marky Mark.
All right, so. Moving on. Batista and Dana Brooke are on Raw for some apparent reason. Or let's just say they're backstage or something. And you see them in the background of an interview or something. And then while during the interview is happening, CM Punk walks by them because he's just in a backstage role or something. And he's just there to watch. They've already announced it earlier in the show that he's just there for publicity for the backstage show. And so he gets stopped by Batista and he's like, I don't like what you've been doing with my lady friend on backstage. And he's like, oh, I have a wife. And he's like, I don't care. And, you know, Dana Brooke slaps him and he just slams him to the table. So then you see a tweet from AJ Lee that's basically talking about bad about Dana Brooke. And so we set up a match at Mania between Dave Batista and Dana Brooke and AJ Lee and CM Punk. But the twist is Dave Batista and Dana Brooke are going to win. Yeah, so there you go, kids.
Okay.
Then at the end of the match, CM Punk makes out with Dana Brooke for some reason. I don't know. Just how we book it.
So, what topic are we talking about next?
What do you want to talk about, Taylor?
Well, we already put what we're talking about next, I thought. You know, well, the we return did, but I was... Trust me, we're going to make a news episode.
Not if I have a say.
Okay, then I'll make it by myself.
And I'll report it.
For what?
Copyright.
How's it copywriting?
Because I made the logo.
I made the name.
Liar.
Yes, I did. I'm only
suggesting. I said Death Drop, and you go, okay.
No, no, no. And I was wanting to say, and also was the one. Anyway, let's discuss.
Taylor, you have memory loss.
Let's talk about booking one of the greatest factions of all time.
John Cena buried. That's why everybody hates him.
That's going to return eventually in our dreams.
All right. So the rules of this one. Okay, before we start, you have to. Name the faction, like you have to, you can name the faction the same thing, or you could change the name of the faction, but we're not changing the name of the faction. But you have to name at least 5 members of the faction, and they can't be outrageous. They have to be active wrestlers.
Okay. Well, I've got 2 in mind.
And you have to have 2, you have to have 5. So think about that. 5, and then you have to put them in a storyline. To where one of them is actually a main eventer and has to win a title.
Okay, I've got like 2 in mind right now. Okay, I think you'll agree with these. Hold on,
we haven't even said the name of the faction yet.
The
topic we're talking about is the how we would book, strangely and logically, the return of the Nexus next year. If it happened next year.
Yes. Okay. So.
Which brand are they on?
They transcend the brands. They're going to be like Roman Reigns.
Free agents.
Yes, they're going to be free agents because they're going to invade pretty much every single brand, including NXT. Okay?
Okay.
Let's set that. So that means that there's going to be an NXT superstar in it. And there's going to be a Raw and SmackDown and so forth. Okay. I have 2 guys in mind. And I think you're going to agree with me on these. Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
That's Ziggler Wiggy Wiggy.
Don't you think?
Okay, who's that? Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, that's 2. You have to have 5. You have 3 more.
I know. I'm thinking.
I would say anyone that's under contract with another company you can't use, like all the AEW guys you can't use. That's not realistic. It's happening next year.
Cooper. Mike Kanellis.
He quit.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he quit WWE.
They won't grant him his release, so technically still with the company.
No, he quit. Like, he's already doing new stuff. Yeah, he talks about it on Twitter all the time.
I just looked on Ringside News, and they said that WWE won't grant him his release.
When?
Literally today.
Well, I don't know why he's posted pictures at Ring of Honor.
Maybe he's trying to be a heel. I don't know. Anyway, so let's say that he's still in the company. I'm putting Mike Kanellis in there. Okay? And then I'm putting Buddy Murphy.
Ugh. 4.
What? I know. And then I'm going to put Pete Dunne as the 5th member.
All right, so one of those guys you have to pick to be the main eventer to win the championship.
Easy, Drew McIntyre. Or
fight for the championship. So he's the leader.
Yes, Drew McIntyre is the leader.
Okay. Okay, storyline, go.
Okay. So they're going to feel basically like the old Nexus did, that everybody is like undervaluing him. and they're not that good. They're jobbers, this, that. And so they retaliate against the roster. Basically the same thing the Nexus did, you know, back in the day when John Cena didn't bury him and everyone was marking out, you know.
Yes.
So that's what's going to happen, okay? They're just going to destroy everybody. It's going to look like the Shield, but just, you know, with five people every week.
Okay, so who's going to try to stop them?
The Shield. You said 1 year. Let's say Dean Ambrose gets mad at AEW and he opts out of his contract, which he has a 1 year opt out clause. The Shield.
All right, so three guys are going to take on five.
They've done it. They took on 11, taken on 11 guys before and won.
So which one of them is going to be the champion? Which Shield guy?
Is that a trick question?
Are the Shield going to be good or bad? Because Seth Rollins is turning bad right now.
I mean, they are better when they're heels, but you can't do that because of Roman Reigns' charities. Like, all his charity contributions.
All right, so Roman Reigns is which champion?
He's going to be both. And Dean and Seth are going to be tag.
Okay.
And so, okay, obviously, the Nexus are going to want those titles. So they send Dolph Ziggler and Buddy Murphy to go get the tag titles, Drew McIntyre to go get both the titles from Roman Reigns, which he does successfully, and Mike Kanellis is just going to do what he does now and just sit around idly and just watch until, like, they need him to interfere in a match.
Oh, yeah, because that's getting used.
Hey, at least he's getting screen time.
Okay, so does Drew McIntyre win?
The belt? Yes.
Does Dolph Ziggler and Buddy Murphy win the belt?
Yes.
So who's going to stop him?
Oh, I thought you were saying how you booked the Nexus against the Shield. Oh, yeah, well, the Shield's going to stop him. Like, they're going to – this is WWE we're talking about. Like, they're going to beat him. They're going to beat him once, and then – Vince is going to be like, oh, Roman Reigns lost. I want Roman to win again.
All right, is that the end?
Yeah, the Shield always win.
So basically, the Shield's going to win and bury all the guys again.
No, Seth and Dean are going to turn on Roman, and Roman becomes a face, and Roman beats the entire Nexus. The end.
All right.
Kind of like John Cena. Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. You know, like John Cena.
All right. My turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
All right. Here we go, boys. Nexus booking storyline you've ever heard, okay?
Okay.
So since we can't use any AEW guys, which limits the roster of the best wrestlers in the world.
Well, I mean, you can use people that have 1 year offices like Dean Ambrose. Because he said a year from
now. Yeah, but he ain't going to leave AEW.
Let's just say he does. Okay.
I don't want him in my neck.
I know. I'm just letting you know. That's the rule. If you have a one-year opt-out clause, like Tessa Blanchard does right now. Anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, so five people. All right, here we go. CM Punk. Okay, there's one. Yeah.
Go ahead, though.
Yeah. CM Punk is one, but he's not the leader, okay? They're going to act like he's the leader, but he's not, okay? All right.
You're going to say Randy Orton.
He's Slater. He's Slater, yeah. All right.
Randy okay. Orton.
Okay, Wade Barrett.
Randy Orton.
What?
I'm just predicting what you're about to say. I know you're going to put Randy Orton in there somewhere.
Wade Barrett. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm thinking. Hold on.
Randy Orton.
No, I don't want Randy Orton in there. Keith Lee.
Oh, Baskin is glory.
But he's going to be bad.
Velveteen Dream.
No, gosh, no.
Sunny Kiss.
Who's going to be the leader? That's what I'm thinking here. You stole Drew McIntyre, so I can't do that.
I know my team's good. My team would easily kick your team butt.
That's a lie from the pit of hell.
Kevin Owens. You still have Kevin Owens.
Yeah, but my stories can be way better than yours. All right.
Samoa Joe.
Oh, God.
You don't want, okay. What about Manhor?
I want to revise my team.
What about Manhor?
Okay, the five I pick. All right. Keith Lee. No CM Punk. I don't want CM Punk in there. Wade Barrett.
Yeah. Okay.
Wade Barrett, Keith Lee. Let's get Justin Gabriel back. Matt Sydal.
What?
John Morrison.
No, my team would run circles around you.
No, they would not.
Yeah, they would.
No, they wouldn't. All right. So we got Wade Barrett, and he was the old leader of the Nexus. And he's going to be the leader.
Okay.
Second to him is going to be Keith Lee. Third to Keith Lee is going to be John Morrison. And at the first, Wade Barrett's going to be the leader.
What?
Okay. What?
John Morrison's not the second person in command?
No.
That's over Keith Lee.
Yeah, hold on, Taylor.
Yeah, this is really so. Wade Barrett,
before any of them, Wade Barrett comes back by himself. Okay, and Wade Barrett comes out, and he's like, "I'm done being Bad News Barrett. I've seen the world outside of WWE. The only reason I decided to come back was for the paycheck, and I hate the way WWE is now. It's better when I left." And so he said, the only way to fix this. What?
Copyright.
What are you talking about?
If you're going to be a copyright Nazi to me, I'll be a copyright Nazi to you.
That's exactly, I didn't say anything.
No, that's exactly what CM Punk said last week on Backstage.
What?
Oh, crap. Now you made me forget. Anyway, go ahead.
He's going to say, the only way to fix the WWE right now is me to fix it.
CM Punk said, it's the same as when I left. That's exactly what he said. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I said it's different. He said it was better when he left. That's what Wade Barrett said.
Oh, well.
All right, so he basically says that he's going to scout talent from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Okay.
And we're going to move a couple weeks, like 2 months in the future, and Wade Barrett's going to start popping up at NXT. He pops up at NXT about 2 weeks after he comes out, and he's in the crowd, and they put the camera on him on everything. And let's say Keith Lee has a title shot for the NXT title, and he's still doing the Basket of Glory gimmick, and he loses. But it's like a 60-minute whatever Iron Man match. Everybody thinks Keith Lee's so good. So basically, what's going to happen is he's going to show up, and it's going to show Keith Lee, and it's going to show him losing, but they're going to pan to Wade Barrett, and he's going to be clapping for Keith Lee. And then they're going to interview Wade Barrett after NXT, and he's going to say, well, I've scouted talent here, and I think I have somebody who's going to change the wrestling business. And so then, around 2 months, he's going to start popping up around different shows. He's going to show up at Evolve. He's going to show up at NXT, Raw, SmackDown. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
All right. So, basically, what's going to happen is that next year's Survivor Series, Raw, SmackDown, and NXT are going to be fighting, you know, doing their little storyline thing. And they're still going to be putting over heavy NXT. And one of the times when Raw and SmackDown and NXT are fighting, Keith Lee just starts walking down the ramp. But Keith Lee has been out of NXT since his Iron Man match. So everybody's like, what the heck is happening? Then you see Matt Sydal followed behind him. And Matt Sydal's been working at the Evolve shows, and Wade Barrett has been seen at the Evolve shows. Then you see, who else did I say?
Was the part of your faction?
Yeah, Wade Barrett, Matt Sydal, Keith Lee, John Morrison. There's one more.
Crap.
Justin Gabriel.
Yeah.
Then Wade Barrett's going to come out with his, and it's still Wade Barrett, and he's followed by Keith Lee and Matt Sydal. And everybody's freaking out because of Matt Sydal. And then all of the Raw and SmackDown and NXT guys, well, it's not all of them. Let's just say it's like their Survivor Series teams. They stop. And let Wade Barrett and his little factions walking down the ring. And they get in the ring. And it's three on however many. There's 15 guys in the ring. You add three. And they're like, what are you doing? And Wade Barrett's going to be like, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. And they're going to start fighting just the three of them against the other two factions. Or whatever, the other three brands. And Wade Barrett, they were going to have their way with them. They're going to throw some of them out of the ring. But then they're going to start getting beat down because of the numbers. Then John Morrison's music's going to hit.
Now listen, this ain't no make-believe.
And John Morrison's going to rush the ring wearing a SmackDown shirt. And then when John Morrison rushes the ring, he's going to start fighting the Raw guys. But then Wade Barrett's little faction's going to start coming back because they have weapons or something. And then, when Raw's getting beat down, Justin Gabriel's old music's going to hit, and he's going to be wearing a Raw shirt. And during this time, Justin Gabriel and John Morrison don't hate each other. But by the end of it, they're going to be passing weapons. Like, Wade Barrett's going to pass one of them a weapon or both of them a weapon, and they're just going to lay waste to everybody else and reveal that they're part of the Nexus. And they're going to have little wristbands back, and they're going to put them on there. And to end this, let's say it's a week before Survivor Series, they're just going to end it with Wade Barrett's team in the ring with the old Nexus theme playing. Yeah, and that following Sunday, we hit Survivor Series. And, of course, there's a three-way match, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, traditional Survivor Series. But the big question on everybody's mind is, will the Nexus show up? Will Wade Barrett's new formation of the Nexus show up? So we get to the main event, which is the main event. And let's just say, okay, since NXT won this year, SmackDown wins. Wade Barrett's people don't show up. The next night on Raw, SmackDown celebrating their victory. Fox executives are out on the stage and they're clapping.
Okay, clap, all of a sudden,
the lights turn out, right?
Oh, gosh. You're going to say The Undertaker's going to join the Nexus.
The lights turn out. And on both sides of the ring, the lights turn back on, and it's just yellow spotlights, and it's Justin Gabriel on one side and John Morrison on the other side. And okay, all the SmackDown roster is just looking around and trying to get them to come into the ring. Then Wade Barrett's face is put on the big screen. And he talks about how his faction is going to rid the WWE of what's wrong with it today. And he says that all the people in the ring are what the problem is.
So who's going to defeat him?
What are you talking about? Oh, I'm getting
there.
Don't worry. I'm getting there. So then after Wade Barrett's long promo, the lights turn off, they come back on, and there's just a projected yellow Nexus logo that's in the middle of the ring, but there's nobody else there. Like, the Nexus guys are gone.
I thought you were about to do, like, the projected, like, you know, like when they do the entrances and they have a, like, logo.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what you're talking about? Ooh, Cooper. Or Crispin. What? That's like the worst way you could do it.
What are you talking about?
You and I were just talking about how ugly that was the other day.
No, not the freaking thing floating in the air. I'm talking about like just like a light that looks like it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about like the thing that floats
in the
air.
And then they're going to show a big N on the TitanTron 2, whatever. And so on Raw, all of Raw's people, let's just say that, like, the Raw team is having troubles because they all got broken up, and so they're having a match, the people that were in the Raw team. And so basically the match is over, and whoever wins, and the lights go out again, and that projected in shows on the thing, and right when the projected in hits, all of the Rush, the Nexus members rush the ring, and they're beating down the guy who won the match, or the two people who won the match, whatever. So basically, but when the Raw roster comes out to try to help their guy, they leave. And this happens for about a month or so. They're just beating up all of Raw's roster. And then, let's just say they make a match where it's going to be there's people from Raw, five people from SmackDown against the Nexus. Wade Barrett's the leader.
Okay.
During the match,
who's the leader of Team Raw?
What?
Who's the leader of Team Raw, by the way?
That doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, we need to know who's going to defeat them if this is who's going to defeat them.
I'm telling you, hold on. During the Nexus match, Nexus is beating them down, both teams. The Nexus is standing as one. It's an elimination match. The Nexus is still five. The other ones have three. Raw has three. SmackDown has three. Raw has never eliminated a SmackDown. The Nexus has eliminated everybody. So the Nexus sends John Morrison in. And he gets eliminated. John Morrison gets eliminated, the first one for the Nexus. And you see Wade Barrett, he's mad at John Morrison. I mean, he's pissed at John Morrison. But the other guys in the Nexus, they're like wondering why Wade Barrett.
Okay.
So the Nexus eventually wins the match, but there's only two people left for the Nexus, and it's Wade Barrett and Keith Lee. And basically what happens at the end of the match is Keith Lee tags himself in and gets the win and he's like, basket my glory or whatever. And everybody's still – they're kind of on the fence about Keith Lee. And so Wade Barrett gets mad about that. So let's say like 2 weeks later, Wade Barrett's in the ring with the Nexus and he's still mad at Keith Lee and John Morrison. So basically, like, something happens. Let's just say they have another match. And miscue happens. John Morrison actually hits Wade Barrett or something. And Wade Barrett instructs the Nexus, which he instructs the Nexus to beat down John Morrison. But Keith Lee, who is second in command, tells him not to. And so the Nexus eventually turns on Wade Barrett.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they imploded.
So the Nexus are now faces against Wade Barrett.
Okay.
And so we have this big storyline where Wade Barrett said that he created the Nexus. He was in the original Nexus. He knows how to take them down. He knows how they work. He knows what to do to take them down. So basically him and John Morrison have a big rivalry for whatever title. Let's just say Wade Barrett on a rage, he like starts beating up the WWE champion and he wins the title. So Wade Barrett is the heel champion against John Morrison, who is the face. And he tells John Morrison, tells the Nexus to let's just say he's like before the match, it's at a big pay-per-view, whatever, Royal Rumble, let's say that. He tells the Nexus to stay behind because he's got it. In the middle of the halfway through the Nexus match, Wade Barrett and John Morrison's on the outside, he runs back in, and Wade Barrett goes, it's time, and he pokes him, and he falls down. And Wade Barrett gets to 1-2-3, Wade Barrett retains. Then the Nexus comes back out and reveals that they're still joined. They're still together. It was a big ruse. So there's a lot of heat.
Oh, my gosh.
The next night on Raw. This is actually more logical than I thought. The next night on Raw, Vince McMahon says that he thinks this is unacceptable. You've betrayed everyone that thought you were good people. You're not who we thought that you were. We were going to put you against the most biggest villain that WWE has today, Wade Barrett. But you're really on his side. And he's going to say, there's only one man who could beat the Nexus.
Oh, no. I know where this is going. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
He starts fighting Nexus. He throws them all over. But they start beating him down with the numbers.
And they get Dominic.
What?
For some reason, Dominic's in the crowd.
You know that when they're beating him down, and John Cena raises up and flails his arms, and all the guys fall away. And so at the end of Raw, John Cena is prevailed over the Nexus.
And that's how they're going to lose.
So, at WrestleMania, it will be John Cena versus Wade Barrett for the WWE Championship. But before the match, Wade Barrett gets injured at a live event.
Oh my gosh, so
we could say that it's storyline. Let's make it storyline, but he's injured and he cannot compete at WrestleMania. So we have a vacant championship, and the Nexus puts up their second in command, the new second in command, John Morrison, to face John Cena.
You mean Keith Lee?
No, the new second in command is John Morrison, because remember they were going to turn on him.
Yeah.
So John Morrison versus John Cena. Okay, it's a good match. John Morrison carries John Cena because everybody has to. through the match, John Cena almost wins his record 17 championships before the Nexus comes out the main event of WrestleMania and runs it by disqualification.
Oh my gosh, that would kill WWE. That's all people will be talking about.
They're booing so much that they send both Raw and SmackDown rosters to beat down the Nexus. And they do. They beat down the Nexus. And so, at the end of WrestleMania, that's it. It's just an image of the Nexus laying down in the ring while John Cena is kind of out, kind of getting back up. And right at the end, it shows John Cena kind of getting up and he's kind of looking around because he's been out of it. And he's like, what happened? All the people he was facing that attacked him are down. The next night on Raw, Vince McMahon says, I'm glad to fight. And I know you came up short, but they had the numbers and everything. And then you hear the Nexus song hit. And here comes the Nexus. And Vince McMahon threatens that he will get the whole Raw roster to come out here and beat them down like he did at WrestleMania. Then Wade Barrett returns, comes back out and says that he's the rightful champion. So there is no WWE champion right now, by the way. Nobody won.
Okay.
He says they should hand the title over to him. Right?
Okay.
Hand the title over to me. I'm the rightful champion. Okay. And Vince McMahon says no. Then John Morrison kind of gets in Wade Barrett's face and he says, I was the one that fought for it. You were hurt. I went through all that crap that John Cena threw at me and you're not going to let me have a title shot. Wade Barrett goes, no, I'm the leader. I should have the title. It's my title. So later in the night, it's John Cena versus Wade Barrett for the WWE Championship.
I take it John Cena wins it.
John Cena, late before the match, is seen backstage talking to John Morrison in the background of an interview. Let's not say that it's like in the spotlight, okay? So it's a match by Wade Barrett. The Nexus music hits before Wade Barrett can pin John Cena, and there's the Nexus. And they're clapping Wade Barrett. They're just clapping for him. Oh, they're clapping for him. Wade Barrett's like, what are you doing out here? He goes to the ropes. John Cena pops back up. AA. Pins Wade Barrett. 1, 2, 3. John Cena wins 17th championship, because we all know it's going to happen. Then the Nexus starts the ring. They start shrouding the ring, right? Okay. They get up on the apron. They're about to attack, and they get in there. And John Cena goes, "All right, boys. If I'm going down, I'm taking all most of you with me." And he's got the belt like he's going to hit him with it. And then one Nexus member grabs one of John Cena's arms. The other grabs the other, and they just hold his hands up. And John Cena puts the Nexus wrist, the armband on. And the Nexus starts beating up Wade Barrett.
Oh, my gosh.
John Cena has finally turned heel to join the Nexus. And there's only one man that can defeat the Nexus as a face, and it is Wade Barrett. The end.
Oh, the end?
Wade Barrett forms a team. They take down the Nexus individually. John Morrison still stays as a worthy singles competitor, maybe third in line for the title. Wade Barrett does beat John Cena as a face. He brings back the Bad News Barrett. Let's say he gets his team together, calls it the Barrett Barrage. And they kind of take them all out. But John Morrison, and he beats John Cena. John Morrison and Wade Barrett have another rivalry, which would be good because that all connects. And then eventually John Morrison wins the title. But, yeah.
The end.
The end. What a twist, eh?
That actually was really logical. I was actually entertained by that.
That was all off the cuff.
It actually seemed like it could happen. If they booked it right.
Oh, and Keith Lee's going to be during the Barrett, the title, Keith Lee's going to be John Morrison's bodyguard, like Big E.
Oh, I missed that.
And they're going to come out with the red carpet and stuff like he was Johnny Nitro, but not with this old deep song, and Keith Lee's going to be his bodyguard. But then after John Cena loses to Wade Barrett, he honors Wade Barrett with the thing, and he puts the Nexus wristband down, and John Cena retires.
Good.
There you go.
That was a
the
good
end
one.
Of my only logical story. That's what we should do. Let's just say that now. Every single the last topic we talk about will be a logical one.
Okay. Okay, that'll be our thing. But I think that's going to do it for tonight's episode.
Thank you for us listening on Anchor.
I mean, they could Spotify. Be watching it. They could just literally just watch the screen, but I don't think you'd want to do that.
Yeah, I usually, when I listen to podcasts, I usually fall asleep. Yeah, but you might be asleep. You might be dead.
They're not gonna
be wide awake.
They're not gonna be asleep
wherever you are.
The intro or outro music that I'm putting. Wink wink.
All right. Okay. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying past the first story, because if you didn't, you probably missed out on the best part, which was this part. The last part.
It was.
But yeah, thanks for listening. Spotify, Anchor. Do you want the true experience? You gotta go to Anchor.
And Anchor's don't forget
get it, the full experience, and watch out for more episodes of our new show, The Cutting Blow, where we actually talk totally logical in the next episode of the Wrestling Odyssey. News. Yeah, wrestling news.
But this is Death Drop Radio, and we're going to remind you to always take the death drop with us and drop that elbow on the like button.
There's a like button on here?
I think there is.
Whatever you want to, you got to drop your elbow on the like. You got to drop your elbow on that follow so you get a notification. Or instantly download this podcast. You want to be ready to take the death drop. You got to be ready to listen. You got to be ready to listen to us while we take our odyssey through our minds. And we book some of the strangest things you've ever heard in professional wrestling. So thanks for watching. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you for watching.